This is a story that includes a very personal, very tragic event for my family. It was the summer of 2016, a normal summer, uneventful, until my brother David and his wife Stacy received a phone call from their son Logan, who said he wasn't feeling well. They instructed Logan to have a friend take him to the doctor. Then, a short time later, they received another phone call from an emergency room nurse saying they should make the two-hour drive from Des Moines to Cedar Rapids because Logan's condition was getting worse. Then another call, again from the emergency room.
A little while after they got there, I got a call from the nurse at the emergency room, because that's the way they ended up going, saying that I should probably consider coming over because he was presenting immediately with decreased blood pressure and elevated temperature and heart rate and so on, and that his condition was pretty serious right out of the gate. By the time I got a couple things packed up and made the 2+ hour drive to get over here, he was already in intensive care.
Doctors were trying to get his blood pressure to rise, but he kept trying to remove his IVs, so Logan had to be sedated and intubated. Because of the symptoms, the doctor asked if Logan might have ingested synthetic marijuana.
But I reached out to one of Logan's friends. After a while, he called me back and said that, yes, Logan had shared somebody's vape pen that had some wax put in it that had synthetic marijuana in it. And I don't know how much of it Logan partook in. His friend said it was just a couple of hits, but regardless, it was somebody else's vape pen that they had been ingesting. It, they didn't have any issues, versus with Logan, it started the process of shutting his organs down, and about 60 hours after he had shared that with his friend on Tuesday night, he passed away on that Friday morning.
People let their guard down when they hear about marijuana use, assuming it's relatively harmless. The practice of vaping is also frequently given a pass. It's viewed as less harmful than tobacco use. Neither one of those assumptions is correct. And when they're combined, Attorney General Marty Jackley says the outcome can be devastating.
I was former chairman of the National Attorney General's Association on Tobacco. I currently serve on the Truth Initiative, which addresses that very topic. We see a lot of activity on the vaping. And the danger with vaping, and especially in our schools, we don't know what product they're absorbing into their system. They're oftentimes getting at kids at a young age from a gas station. There's mislabeling going on. Certainly there are no efficacy standards. And all that is potentially dangerous. And we've had medical situations which were caused by a kid's reaction to what they vape in, the chemical. And so it's not always what the label says.
The death of his son propelled David into the fight against synthetic drugs. At first, it was a process of educating himself and sometimes educating state and local officials.
He tested positive for the one chemical, M2201 or whatever it was, that was labeled as a synthetic back in 2016. It wasn't illegal yet, but it was labeled as a synthetic. Even though the Linn County Coroner's Office knew that he had that in there and there was no other identifiable cause of his passing, it took us 5 months for them to finally change his death certificate to say caused by synthetic marijuana.
The fight took him before the Iowa State Legislature.
It took actually a couple of years after Logan's passing for us to get laws passed in the state of Iowa to enhance those laws so that we made it so that anything that looked or smelled like synthetic marijuana was synthetic and didn't have to wait for the individual chemical to be labeled as such and increase the penalties and so on to try to discourage it.
Attorney General Jackley believes the South Dakota legislature has stayed on top of regulating the chemicals, and that's good. But he believes the real key is prevention.
Part of prevention is parents, teachers, law enforcement talking, using the DARE program and other similar programs, making sure that counselors are aware that this is occurring in the schools, keeping an eye on it, the school resource officers. They're all part of the equation to address it. But yeah, there are oftentimes situations where kids are having public health issues, their safety issues, because of the vaping and the chemicals that are putting into their system through vaping.
Prevention takes time and courage, but it's worth every minute and all the effort you can give to it. Law enforcement officials at all levels say the best thing parents can do is have the talk with their children, and to have that talk often. For David and Stacy Rooney and countless thousands of others like them, time has brought some healing, but there's still pain.
It's been 8 years since Logan passed. And there isn't a day that goes by that, you know, Stacy and I don't think about him and miss him. And, you know, we have constant reminders of him throughout the house. It's devastating to a family to have something like this go on.
Tom Rooney, Kello News.